How you doing? Hello. Yeah, here we are again. Here we are at the Oxford Apollo. And it's great to be playing here. In fact, folks, I tell you, it's great to be playing anywhere. It really is. I can tell you. Now I'm here at this particular moment to tell you about Mr. John B. Spencer. And he has a new album out called Sunday Best. It's with his band Parlor Games. Now, we agree with the likes of Time Out and folk groups who have described John as one of the country's finest songwriters. You're going to see him tonight without his band, but don't worry, because once he straps on the old Telecaster, he gets in the groove, I can tell you. Here he is, right here behind me. So will you please give a huge Fairport welcome to our very special guest, Mr. John B. Spencer. Let's hear you, folks.
I'm not afraid. We played in Wales last night, we played. Everyone who follows rugby, and as that's the blues, I dedicated it to Welsh rugby fans everywhere. You imagine I stayed in the hiding for the rest of the night. Christmas Eve in 64, when I first laid my eyes on you, I still remember the dress you wore. It was dinner, white and blue. So you know I was never lonely, never had been that sad. It's true. Through all those years, those laughs, those tears, I'm still loving you. I reminisce those times we've kissed, though the times that we've kissed were few. I was too tempted to starve me out. Work my number on you. Say you know it's not the one you've never had. Ain't that sad? But you, when you stole it out, I lost the power to keep from loving you. Say you always loved the one you've never had. Ain't that sad? But true. As the years roll by, till the day I die, I'm still loving you. When you give up, watch out. This is a metaphysical little kissy. It's the closest I've got to a religious tract, I suppose. A metaphysical little ditty called Don't Get Hit by a Train. Sometimes things can go your way, just like it is a workday world. This old train's on schedule, this old train in my world. If it seems to walk the line, we have to be friends in this. Try to walk it, boy, I'll be in trouble.
CDs and cassettes, or wait till after this next number when some people you might recognise will appear with me on this stage here. Now, this one's called White Boy. I have to explain it. The White Boy was a counter-insurgent terrorist operated from the hills in Ireland from the time Cromwell put his iron foot through everything that was around at the time. And they operated right up into the forming of the Irish Republic. They were called White Boys because they wore white shirts to recognise each other in the dark. I need to explain that because having attempted to write a narrative Irish ballad as one Englishman's apology to the whole of the Irish nation, including the North, I then set it to a reggae rhythm. Being a diverse ballad, so it kind of causes some confusion. White Boy.
Thank you. Thank you.
know what we'll to step up to any of the chaps here. We'll take over in a minute.
My last number is my greatest hit. If you happen to be Swede or a Texan, you will recognise it absolutely. It's called Cruising on Saturday Night. If not, you've probably never heard of it unless you've heard of Johnny G or whoever. Some people have. Anyway, this goes out to the Svens rather. And the Hanks. Cruising on Saturday Night. Thank you for being nice to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Scraping for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Because I got to, when it's not the greatest idea for a fiddle player to fall through a glass window or any other sort of window and take out the tendons in your left arm. I had the most wonderful treatment at the Radcliffe Infirmary, so I'd like to personally thank my physiotherapists, that's Heather and Janet, they're here, so I don't know where you sat, and also the wonderful lady who built the splints that some of you may have seen me incorporating my arm in a contraption. Sally, and to my amazingly brilliant surgeon, Mr. David Coleman, who actually put it all back together. I don't know how it works. It's phenomenal. These people do wonderful work every day. Yeah, give them a huge round of applause. We can never really thank them enough, but as this is usually the time in the evening when I shamelessly plug my solo album, neither time or distance, we're going to. Tonight, we're going to play a number, of course, to plug it from an entirely different album. We're going to play The Rosehip from Red and Gold, and we're going to do it with two fiddle parts, as on the record. Some of you will notice that Mart on my left, and your right, or at least if it's on your left, that means you're facing the wrong way. You see Martin limbering up on the red scraper. Limbering up there. Because he played fiddle on the tour last year. Paces up there. Quite honestly, ladies and gentlemen, many people found Martin's playing last year a deeply emotional experience. We actually got letters about it. We got one letter that said he sounded like Nigel and Kennedy. Nigel Mansell and Ludovic Kennedy. So anyway, we're going to play the Rosehip. This is especially for everyone at the Radcliffe Infirmary. Thanks again. God bless you. And what can I say? It's great to play again. And this one is the Rosehip, and it starts off with Mart Pizzicato. Do we believe this? Anyway, someone's going to take it away any second now. Thank you.
And we'd like to say that Rick is in the process of setting up some sort of gig. Isn't that right?
Yes.
But you're too shy to say that.
Dosh, as in money, we're going to raise some, so keep your eye on. I don't know when it's going to be, we've got an all-star lineup, but we've got to do some diary juggling, so look out for those. please come along and bring your wallet.
Thank you. Songs from the Unheartbreaking album, isn't it?
Unheartbreaking,
which isn't for sale this evening. And this next item was written by Dave Weston, a friend of ours from Chipping Norton, who I believe is in the theatre tonight, and this is still in the bar over the road. Thank you, Dave. It's one of the group's favourite songs, as is the album from which it comes from, which is Simon Nicholls' first solo album, which is called Before Your Time.
True that is.
Which we love. We love it enormously.
True that is.
We love it. And this is the song called Quarter Whisper.
Thank you. This next one is one of Simon's new solo album. Which is called Constant Please Carol. It's something to do with some TV program that's on before I get up. This is a song that he's going to tell you about if you look it. Well, there's not much to tell really, except where's the last one? It's written by a friend of mine. This is written by a friend yet to be, I hope. American lady called Mary Chapin Carpenter, and this is off one of her records, and I thought, well, that sounds nice, I'll have a go at that. And despite what the result was, I've still got it on Constant Please Carol. A song called Middle Ground.
Martin Orcock, Matt,
Zach.
I'm not really from Bradford, I'm from Manchester, but I live in Bradford because it's fat.
How wise of you not to attempt the accent then?
So, this is a brand new tune, and I didn't know what to call it. And I was reading about Henry I, apparently he died of dysentery after eating a surfeit of lampreys. I thought, what a great title for a tune, you know? But I couldn't use the word dysentery because Carl Palmer had already used it for one of his solo albums. So it's called The Surfeit of Lampreys. Fisher, it's called The Wounded Whale.
Very wonderful. It's Martin Allsorts. Allsorts.
Low as the sun falls, shadows rising. Cold on the water, a glittering white rose. Hot from the masthead, I'll go to flying. It's hard on the weeping. Well, there she goes. Call up the sleepers, your number is dark. Main guards are back, and your boat's clearing.
Thank you.
assembly label. Noticed the maid in the very next door, and I hope she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then my delight when the farmer bit us both. Though I spoke not a word on the car to the farm, my heart beat in my throat. He was dry, my master fair, I gave him full measure. Corn in the field, my envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. To watch her carry water or drive cows from the barn, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire.
Thank you.
Using two fingers rather than ten on the next one. This is a song which is truly preposterous in the way that only a traditional song can be. It was written by that well-known provider of traditionally based material, Anon. Doesn't say here which order she belongs to. And it was arranged more by accident than Mattox.
I'm not mine. I'm not mine. Between a bouzouki and a guitar, or a bouzar as we call it. There's only four of them in the world, and I suppose that makes me one of the top four bouzarists in the world.
Before you go home congratulating yourselves, he's also one of the worst four.
What do you think you're the best, Mark? Will you be using that on March the 5th at the Oxford Folk Club?
Yeah, me and the missus are playing at Oxford Folk Club next week. If you can't get in to see Simon with the Albion Band, which every Norton is.
Oxford Folk Club. The Port Mahon. No, that's not right. Port Mahon, that's it.
Suit yourself.
Where shall I go?
Get on with it!
Get on with it!
Thank you.
A song with some stiffs in it that Simon's going to tell you about if you're lucky.
They have a cheerful margin. Yes, there are, I'm sorry, a few deaths involved in the next 10 minutes or so. The first one of note is really involving a song that I had to learn the hard way because some of you may know, others maybe just wandered in off the street just to keep warm. I had a few years out of this band in the early 70s, during which time they carried on against all the odds. They made a few albums even, and they recorded a song called Polly on the Shore, which we were about to attempt. And so when I saw it on the list, I had to go out and buy an album and try and learn it, and this is the result.
Come on, you wild young man, and a warm intake by me, and lead your single life astray, or hint you back down the knee, as I myself have done, being all in the month of May. To the east end as we did go, to plunder the raging main, and as many as the brave on a gallant ship, he sails to a watery grave, off the three-fourth beaded steer, our provisions to I'm
Here I stand in a land no longer my own, in the grey of a country I once called my home.
Start that again. Sorry, Ricky. Start again.
Two.
Relax,
Hugo,
relax.
Relax.
By the way, happy birthday, Alice. Where are you, Alice? Sweet 16 today. Happy birthday, Alice. Happy birthday, Barry. Happy birthday to you. Versus Nevada. It was a good moment to wish Alice a happy birthday. So, hello to Sarah Johnson. Hi, Sarah. Good to see you. If you do it now, we all shout get her in.
Don't
A chap called Paul Covid, who luckily has kept his hair, who's over today from New York. Where are you, Paulie?
Yeah,
right there. I can see don't clap up yourself, Paul. Paul's a wonderful mandolinist, as is Mr. Alcock, who's about to demonstrate his prowess on the four-string mandolin. And this is called
Through people's dustbins for songs, and in Delamitri's dustbin we found this song, and it gives us a chance to bring on, I think you'll agree with me, a much overlooked factor in this band's development. Long overdue, Touch of Glamour, please welcome the Parker sisters on backing vocals, Sheila and Cheryl Parker.
There's a bottle of wine beside. Thank you. So come home with me, little Matty Groves. Come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Matty Groves, and sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't come home and I won't go home sleeping with you tonight. For by the rings on your fingers I can see that you are my master's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He is out in the far country, bringing the gillings home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welsh for 20-0. Scotland,
and a very special thank you to Mr. John B. Spencer for your Mr. John B. Spencer.
Growing there.
birthday, Wendy. And now I see that I'm all alone. That's the only way to be.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Thank you.